Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, April 3rd. South Bruce OPP are looking for a missing person. OPP say back on Tuesday, March 25th, they received a report that a 56-year-old woman named Juliana, or Julie, was missing from the Huron-Kinloss area. She's described as 5'5", weighing 180 pounds with brown hair that's possibly dyed blonde and blue eyes. They're asking anyone with information to call South Bruce OPP or Crime Stoppers. You can find a picture of her on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. The City of Owen Sound and QP 1189 have ratified a new agreement for outside workers. The union represents many of the city's workers in parks and cemetery operations, water and wastewater services, and public works. The agreement includes a 6% wage increase in 2024, followed by 3% increases in 2025 and 26, and limited monetary enhancements outside of wages. The Bright Shores Health System Owen Sound Hospital Foundation is making its annual Caring for Tomorrow Fund disbursement. Foundation Executive Director Amy McKinnon says they disbursed $680,000 last week.
Some goes to staff education, some goes to equipment in specific departments, and other goes directly to Bright Shores for them to make the decision on what equipment and facility upgrades are needed right now, today.
Prime Minister Mark Carney says Canada will put 25% tariffs on all vehicles imported from the U.S. that are not compliant with the Canada-U.S.-Mexico agreement. And he says Canada will put tariffs on the non-Canadian content of CUSMA-compliant vehicles from the U.S. as well. Carney says Canada's tariffs will not affect auto parts. He says that's because we know the benefits of our integrated production system. He says it will also not affect vehicle content from Mexico. Canada wasn't one of the countries on the list of new tariffs announced by U.S. President Donald Trump yesterday, but previously announced border taxes on Canadian goods that aren't compliant with the Canada-U.S.-Mexico agreement will move ahead. That's a 25% tariff on all non-compliant Canadian goods and a 10% tariff on energy and potash. Auto manufacturer Stellantis is shutting down its Windsor plant for the next 2 weeks over tariff uncertainty. On the campaign trail, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is talking about Canada victory bonds and a suite of commitments to protect Canadian workers and rebuild critical infrastructure during what he calls Donald Trump's reckless trade war. They would be secure tax-free savings bonds dedicated entirely to public infrastructure, not general revenue. Singh says it would support shovel-ready projects like roads, bridges, transit, ports, housing, and water systems. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre says his party will launch a Keep Canadians Working Fund to help Canadian workers directly affected by what he describes as President Trump's unfair and unjustified tariffs. Poilievre says it would be a targeted, temporary program for businesses that are directly hit, helping them keep workers on the job. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 971 points to 24,335. The Dow Jones is down 1,679 points. Our dollar is trading at 71 U.S. cents, up 77 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $66.68, down $5.04 a barrel. In sports, win or they're done, an elimination game for the Owen Sound Attack tonight. Game 4 in their Western Conference quarterfinal with the London Knights. That's a 7 o'clock start at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Centre. The Knights lead the series 3-0. 7 games in the NHL, Ottawa and Montreal among the Canadian teams in action. The Habs are currently tied with the New York Rangers for the second and final wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. Ottawa is 5 points clear of them. The Atlantic Division leading Toronto Maple Leafs are off until Saturday when they take on the Columbus Blue Jackets. In the NBA, the Raptors take on the Portland Trail Blazers. Canada's national men's soccer team is up to 30th in the latest FIFA World Rankings, their highest ever. And the Blue Jays are off today. They'll be in New York tomorrow to face the Mets in the start of a 10-game road trip. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, cloudy tonight. 70-kilometer wind gusts becoming light, minus 3, the wind chill minus 6 overnight. Sunny Friday, a light breeze, and a high around 10 degrees. Right now it's 10 degrees in Meaford, 5 in Tobermory, 9 in Walkerton, and it's 8 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.